For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A man is in Carl Hospital following an accident that took place while he was attempting to flee from Mattoon Police. According to a report from the Mattoon Police Department, a caller alerted the department shortly after 12 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday to a male that was sitting in a truck in a BP gas station parking lot that the caller believed to be Blake Bolin, who was wanted on a Coles County warrant. When police officers arrived at the gas station, an officer approached Bolin truck. However, when Bolin saw the officer, he reversed the vehicle and fled from the gas station. The officers began to chase Bolin, who headed onto North Route 45 outside of the city limits. The chase ended when Bolin turned into the southbound lane of traffic and struck a CN Railroad 10-wheeler truck. Neither occupant of the CN truck were injured, but Bolin was airlifted to Carl Hospital in Champaign for treatment. The incident is under investigation by the Illinois State Police. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. The company that manufactures the iPhone for Apple is skipping over Illinois to set up its first North American facility in Wisconsin. Illinois was among the short list of possible locations, along with a few other Midwest states. The project is expected to employ tens of thousands with billions of potential economic activity. Calling it a good taxpayer protection, Governor Bruce Rauner signed a bill to freeze how much state lawmakers make. The measure prohibits cost of living adjustments for state lawmakers and other constitutional officers and appointees for the current fiscal year. It also freezes the current 39 cents a mile travel reimbursement rate and per diem rates, which is $111 per day. 20 different sites through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will be available for the pheasant hunting season that lasts into next year. 6 sites will also be open to youth pheasant hunters aged 10 through 17. Interested hunters can visit the website TeamMillerInc.com. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.